Some 488 lights give the 127-year-old structure some sparkle starting at sunset. National Park spokeswoman Carol Johnson says it marks a milestone.
Starting into the repair phase rather than just the access phase. And it also gives us an opportunity to have the public see something that's unusual.
Inspectors discovered numerous cracked and chipped stones, missing mortar, missing lighting structure components, and elevator damage from the quake. Lighting actually will shine through the blue-gray semi-transparent fabric that extends 1.4 acres around the scaffolding surrounding the marble tower. Johnson says monument repairs are on target to be completed for a spring 2014 reopening. Trina Williams, NPR News, Washington.